So it is John Gibbons for the Anfield app, and over the last few days, people will obviously have seen the images and videos going around the world. It's a scary time. It's a scary time kind of throughout, you know, the world generally speaking, but kind of especially at the moment. At the Anfield app, we've been talking about how best to kind of cover it, because obviously we're always interested in what's going on in society as well as football, and usually the best way we choose to cover things that maybe we're not experts on, or that we want to speak to other people on, is to amplify other voices. And so that is what we're doing now. So we're amplifying voice of someone who's going to inform us more about what's going on over there in America and how it links to all of us, I guess. So it's Imani Wilhelms coming on at you for the first time on the Anfield app. So Imani, first of all, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I mean, you guys are amazing, huge fan, and you guys are pioneers, not just in, you know, football supporter culture, but also in the tech industry too. And you guys have been able to, again, take working class voices and elevate them. And that's super successful and should be celebrated everywhere.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. So I want to start with your story, first of all, Imani, because you are a Liverpool fan. You're African-American, which you're going to come on to, but you're a Liverpool supporter. So I want to know more about why that started and why what it was about Liverpool in particular that attracted you, that made you want to get right behind this team. As you say, you're a diehard now. So what took you, what first attracted you to Liverpool, and then what sent you kind of over the edge to, right, I'm all in?
All right. Well, I mean, the story of modern soccer in the United States is interesting, because before like 10, 15 years ago, it was really hard to watch games. It was really, really difficult. If you didn't have a satellite TV or an expensive cable package, you couldn't watch real live games. Even it was hard to watch Champions League games. Maybe you'd get a Champions League final game. But like, I mean, people still ask me if Manchester United is playing in the World Cup, and that's not just because people just couldn't watch the games. My story kind of like started as it was beginning to change. For the first time, like U.S. young people and kids had access to watching more football. And I say football because when I started watching, you basically had to go to a lot of community centers. You go to your local Irish clubs, your Italian clubs, your Portuguese clubs, or their restaurants, their cultural spaces. Yeah. And they would have the satellite package, my friends. Okay, they were not missing those matches. They weren't missing those games. And so like you kind of had to like go into other spaces. And for me, like for football, like I remember growing up in a sports family from New York, and there's a lot of big teams there. But as anybody who really loves sports and loves the community of sports in the United States will tell you, that it's been hyper commercialized and very difficult for working class people to afford games.